Shabbat Shalom.
Sometimes problems seem too big, and we don't think that we can make a difference. Even for local problems, we might feel that whatever we do won't have enough impact to affect change in a meaningful way. With the summer heat more intense than ever, reminding us of the threat of global warming, we may be pursuing ways to diminish our carbon footprint. But our individual actions are not nearly enough. How do we get our local communities to minimize their use of cars and planes and reduce their consumption of single-use plastics? With rising hate crimes in the city, how can we help build strong and compassionate connections between New Yorkers of different ethnic and religious backgrounds? With so many isolated elderly people in our midst, how do we shift the culture so that every able person takes it upon themselves to care for those who need assistance and compassion? Problems such as these can seem too big for us to take on. We may find ourselves doubting our ability to make a significant difference, and we often give up before we even start. We may even turn away from considering possible solutions. But we have models that we can draw upon that give us guidance on how to affect change. And we have stories that inspire us to keep going when we feel too small to make a difference. Last year, in our early childhood center, the children were learning how to weave. They decided to make woven challah covers to sell and raise money for our Next Step men's shelter. As the children wove challah covers, they drew upon each other's strengths. They knew who to ask to tie the knots. They knew who could write well and could make labels, and who was good at counting and could count the money during the sale. So that each challah cover wove together the care and efforts of all the children. And as teachers and parents helped too, every challah cover represented the efforts of many. At first, the children had lofty goals. They wanted to raise enough money to get an apartment for the men in Manhattan. When they found out that it was not possible to achieve that goal, they did not give up. Instead, they found out that the men needed new undergarments and shirts, and the children were able to raise enough money to buy these for them. The children learned that they could make a difference. We see another model of how to make change in this week's parasha. The Israelites are in the desert, so close to the promised land that they begin to discuss how it's going to be divided up. Each tribe will be appointed a portion of the land to be passed on as inheritance from father to son. A group of five sisters, Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcha, and Tirza, known as the daughters of Zelophehad, challenge the system of land division. They approach Moses and ask that the land that would have gone to their father be given to them, as their father had had no sons. The rabbis go on to depict each of the daughters as presenting a part of the argument to Moses, working together, strengthened by each other's courage and persuasiveness. The first said, "Our father died in the wilderness." The second said, "He was not of Korach's faction, which banded together against God." The third said, "However, he died for his own sin." The fourth said, "He left no sons." And the fifth said, "Let not our family name be lost to our clan." The sisters acted with solidarity, cooperation, and diplomacy, and their efforts paid off. They were awarded a plot of land, but more importantly, the law was amended so that daughters like them could inherit land going forward. Zelophehad means shadow of fear. The daughters of Zelophehad stepped out from under that shadow. In order to affect change, we need to do so as well, by raising our voices and working together. It reminds me of a favorite Jewish midrash. After the creation, water was filled with pride. It flaunted its power to swirl around and make oceans and fall from the sky as rain. God rebuked the waters for being so boastful, but the waters kept right on boasting, even proclaiming that they could cover all the land with floods. God had enough and sent an angel with grains of sand to the waters, but the waters laughed at the little grains. The angel told the frightened grains of sand that by sticking together, they will be strong. Aided by the winds, the grains began to form beaches, which built up into mountains. The waters drew back with respect. The children in the early childhood center could have said, "We can't make a difference. We are only children and don't have the power to raise money." The daughters of Zelophehad could have said, "We are women in a patriarchal society. We can't bend the rules." But they didn't say that. Rather, they found a way to effect change, and so can we. On this Shabbat, may we imagine the possibilities of a better world. Let us consider a future for our children and realize that our choices matter. May our children's inheritance be collaboration, equality, compassion, justice, and the courage it takes to bring this to life. Shabbat Shalom.